From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After years of saying he didn't do it, Pete Rose has publicly admitted that he did. He bet on baseball. He makes that admission in a new autobiography due out this week. In 1989, Rose agreed to his own banishment from baseball, although he didn't admit to gambling on the game. Now, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, he hopes that his admission will lead to his reinstatement and a spot in the Hall of Fame.
For 14 years, the question has hung over Major League Baseball. Did Pete Rose or did he not bet on games? Certainly, the people who worked to banish Rose were convinced he was guilty. Former Commissioner Faye Vincent and investigator John Dowd repeatedly cited Dowd's report as proof. Hundreds of illegal bets, the report said, when Rose was managing the Cincinnati Reds. But as long as Rose denied it, there was that element of doubt until today.
You have always denied publicly that you bet on baseball. Did you bet on baseball?
Yes, I did, and that was my mistake, not coming clean a lot earlier.
Today on ABC's Good Morning America, Pete Rose officially began a public campaign to come clean. In excerpts from an interview with Charles Gibson that'll be broadcast Thursday night, Rose said betting on baseball was part of a pattern.
Well, I think what happens is you're at the time you're betting football, and what's after football is basketball, and then the NCAA tournament in those days. And obviously the next thing that follows is baseball.
In Rose's new book, entitled My Prison Without Bars, he says he bet on baseball 4 to 5 times a week when he was managing the Reds in 1987, but never bet against his own team. Rose says, quote, "I wish I could take it all back, but I can't. What's done is done." Former baseball commissioner Vincent said today Rose's attempt to put an end to the story won't really happen until Rose tells the whole truth.
We know he bet on baseball when he was a player with the Phillies and with the Reds, and he doesn't talk about that.
As deputy baseball commissioner in 1989, Faye Vincent wrote the agreement in which Pete Rose agreed to accept a lifetime ban from baseball, making him ineligible for the Hall of Fame. Rose had violated the game's most sacred rule, which prohibits gambling on the game by baseball personnel. Still, over the years, Rose has remained tremendously popular with fans, who've chosen to focus more on the gritty player known as Charlie Hustle, the man who got more hits than anyone in history. In 1999, 74% of respondents in a Gallup poll said Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. In Cincinnati, a poll last year showed Rose's support at 82%. But Faye Vincent says the numbers shouldn't make a difference.
What's right and what the public sense of what's right is are often two different things. I'm not critical of the public. I think they view the Hall of Fame as for great players, and they don't understand that there has to be a character dimension.
Current Commissioner Bud Selig understands that, but baseball observers say Selig, more than past commissioners, cares a lot about public opinion, and it's one of the reasons he's moving slowly on the issue of Pete Rose's reinstatement. Rose met with Selig in November 2002 and admitted then that he gambled on the game. But Sports Illustrated baseball writer Tom Verducci says even with that knowledge, Selig has wanted to wait for the public's reaction to news that Rose didn't tell the truth.
If you've been a big Pete Rose supporter over these last 14 years, how does it feel now to know that the book he wrote in 1989 and everything that he has said over the past 14 years has been a lie? Do you continue to support him? Do you give him a free pass on this? Because he's always been the type of person never to back down. Or do you say you've lost your faith in Pete Rose?
Verducci says along with fan reaction, Selig also has to consider baseball history. No one who's been declared permanently ineligible has ever been readmitted to the game. Tom Goldman, NPR News.